Silent House is a superior entry in the school of paranormal activity. With an experimental touch from Alfred Hitchcock's Rope and more recently the Russian art film Russian Ark, in which the camera pans around to give the impression that the entire hour and a half was shot in a single take. I usually object to this kind of gimmickry, like the silence of the artist, but in this case, the no-cut technique is so cleverly done that you might not even notice it, and it may actually contribute to the claustrophobia as Elizabeth Olsen of Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene snoops around a huge house she is locked in with some kind of ominous and increasingly hostile force she can hide from but can't escape. There are the same bumps in the night that Paranormal Activity and its kindred require, but the menace is more evidently palpable until closing developments that have been questioned by both the Washington Post in The Eagle and Lisa Schwartzbaum in Entertainment Weekly, both of which gave Silent House highly favorable ratings. Olsen is extremely skilled at distinguishing between fear and terror, especially at approaching screaming breakdown in a manner I can't recall any other actor using. Silent House is primarily a mood piece with very little plot or even characterization. Olsen does what is to be done very well. But to see her act, look again at Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene. The one-shot impression requires a handheld camera, but the camera is held steady except in a couple of short bursts. Taken as a whole, there isn't much to Silent House, but what there is a good horror movie, not a gory nausea trip. And for that, I'm grateful. Jim Erickson. Over and out.